быстрее. All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO. And that's Supergrass with All Right from I Should Coco. And, you know, I didn't know that, but apparently the word or the phrase I Should Coco is a sarcastic way of saying you agree with someone. So I didn't know about that. It's not something I was hip to in 1995. I don't know. Maybe that was a British thing. Before that, Blur with Chemical World from Modern Life is Rubbish. The Charlatans telling stories. And I couldn't find the studio version of that, so we heard the live version of telling stories from a compilation put out in 2012. And then Suede's My Insatiable One started things off from the Sci-Fi Lullabies record, double album. 1,000 points of light, WMFO, 91.5 Medford. This is a Britpop show, but not the typical Britpop show where I do all kinds of shoe-staring stuff and whatever I think Britpop should be, which is always fun. But here I'm going off the Pitchfork.com list of top 40 of the best Britpop records, and I have obviously not playing. I'm not going to play all 40. Certainly at 10 past 9, we played, what, like, I don't know, 20 or something. So, well, I'm going to do 29, maybe 30, however many we can fit in. But I will play the number one, and that I will leave you in suspense because that's how things go here. 1,000 points of light, WMFO, 91.5 Medford. Thanks for tuning in. Up next, The Laws. There she goes. You know, I had the privilege of seeing The Laws at the HF Festival in 1991. It's amazing. I don't even know if they had another record or if it did anything ever. It was just kind of incredible that just based off this one very catchy single, There She Goes, which we were going to hear right now, they managed to put a tour together, and they played in front of thousands of people in, it wasn't in the Lake Fairfax Park, it was where it was before then, which I don't know where that is. All right, let's move on. Up next, The Laws, There She Goes, 1,000 points of light, WMFO.
ਸਾਡੀ ਆਸ਼ਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸਾਡੀਆਂ ਸੁੱਖ ਸਬੇਲੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਦਿਨ ਰਾਤ ਮਨਾਉਂਦੀ ਏ ਕਿਮਰ ਕਰਕੇ।
Yes, another one from Morrissey, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. You know, I was thinking, he had a great run in the 90s. He had some fabulous records. There was, of course, a bunch of singles and collections, but he had, we, of course, that was Tomorrow from Your Arsenal. Before, we had Vauxhall and I, even Kill Uncle. excuse me, and there are others as well. Look, we don't need to focus on that. Let's focus on what we heard in that previous set, which is a very strong one. Corner Shop with Brimful of Asha, that's When I Was Born for the Seventh Time. Lush with The Child Catcher from Love Life. And The Laws, There She Goes from The Laws, their self-titled debut. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, 91.5 Medford. We're having a Britpop show as partially dictated by the Pitchfork website, and I've been using their list to kind of put together my own list, I suppose. Anything I play is from their list, but I've been sort of rejuggling the order or just not paying attention to it, really. So that's the deal there. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Just in case you're following along at home, I'm in the top 20 right now, between 20. I've been going like in groups of 10. I've been playing like 7 or 8 tracks from each group of 10, starting way back at number 40, and now we're between 20 and 10, and I'm about to play the 7th selection from between 20 and 10, and that'll be a record from Suede, or a track from Suede. I wouldn't ignore that debut, which is a phenomenal record, and I happened to see them along with DJ Sean at one of their first gigs ever in the U.S. It was in Boston, of course, at the Paradise. Terrific show, and we're going to hear Animal Lover from their self-titled debut, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Yeah. was made.
There's Jarvis Cocker's impassioned plea to help the aged from This Is Hardcore, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Prior to that, Elastica with Connection, and ridiculously huge song in the U.S., 1995, massive hit. They were everywhere. That was quite a year for them off their self-titled debut. Oasis prior to that with Supersonic from Definitely Maybe, and then we had Suede starting things off with Animal Lover from their self-titled debut. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. This is our Britpop show with an assist from Pitchfork helping to curate. Usually I don't need an assist, but this time I thought it would be interesting to kind of let them lead me, and that's what I've been doing. Up next, Blur, song 2 from a self-titled record. I think it was their fifth record, actually, and it's the song that really helped them explode in the U.S., thus starting the Blur Oasis tête-à-tête, I think you will call it. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
This machine. today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
I don't want to talk over Blur, but I kind of have to. We're running out of time. Blur is Park Life, number 2, according to Pitchfork, among the greatest Britpop records ever made. Before that, we had Oasis' Wonderwall from What's the Story, Morning Glory. And then Radiohead's Street Spirit Fade Out, an unlikely single from the band's questionable choice there. I don't see Radiohead as a Britpop record, but high up on this list. And I think that's what started things off. No, it was Blur's Song 2 from their self-titled record that started things off. But it's actually Pulp's Different Class that's going to be the number one record. And so we're going to hear Common People right now as the show ends. Number one Britpop record, Different Class, and we're going to hear Common People from that record, according to Pitchfork. And I can't disagree. I have to say, this is an excellent record. And so that's what's going to play us out here tonight. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
She came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that the tap was loaded. I said, in that case, I'm a rumor. She said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. Oh, what else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I just started somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people. You wanna see what. Wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me. But she didn't understand. And she just smiled.